Blog Talk Radio.
What is up, guys? You guys are listening to Roar. Awakening.
flying into your presence, into your presence. I come running to your throne. Ooh, yeah, I come running into your throne. Ooh, yeah, I come. I come running
Hey, what is up, guys? You were just listening to a few of my songs. Welcome to Roar Awakening International Radio Broadcast right here on Reaching Out Radio. That was a part of Wells Awaken, my album that is going to be coming out shortly. Praise God, the Lord is doing a mighty, mighty thing in the bride, in the churches, in this nation, in around the world. Amen. So thankful for you guys to come and listen and just be a part of something that is grander than just our where we're at with the Lord. But this is something greater. The Lord has been giving me this idea, Roar Awakening. Tonight, I want to just kind of dive into what it's like to be full. The question that I always like to ask is, are we full yet? If God has given us an abundance, if God has given us the ability to have an overflow, are we full yet? And if we are, then what are we full of? And if we're not, then are we emptied for Him to come in? Listening in, you're listening to Roar Awakening International Radio Broadcast right here, right now. I just want to give a quick time to shout out to Montel Fields. Thank you so much for doing what you do. You are awesome. Father, we just thank you right now. We usher you in, not just with our sound of worship, but with our prayers to you, God, of what you are able to do, who you are capable of being in times of our need, God, that you are mighty and powerful, yet loving, kind. You amaze us, God, and we thank you, Lord, for this broadcast. We thank you for the airwaves that are being hijacked right now for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for the overflowing and the fullness of your presence, God. We thank you for the fullness of good works, God, and the fullness of your blessings, God, and the fullness of joy, God, and the fullness of glory, God, the fullness of light and power and of your spirit, God. We just open ourselves to your wisdom and your understanding, Lord. I was sitting with the Lord earlier today. Man, and it's been a long time since the Lord just began to give me like a poem. It's like he was writing to me in poetry. And of course, I believe the Lord is trying to give his signature, his approval. Take it and make a song out of it. You know, you're a psalmist to the nation. You will uplift my words to my people that will bring them into the glory, that will break off the hindrances so that they can run the race of revival, that they can go into the places, the dark, dry places, and be saturated with my glory and with my oil, and it will cause pockets of revival in every place that I send them. I want to share just a snippet of it. And it's about this message tonight. And again, if you're just tuning in, it's going to be, are we full yet? Are we full yet? The fullness of the Godhead bodily can dwell within us. My question, are we full yet? To be filled, we must be emptied. To be full, we must be filled. Stay still and not so restless. Let his presence invade our vessels. This is the word of the Lord that he gave me before I jumped on this broadcast. I'll say it again. To be filled, we must be emptied. To be full, we must be filled. Stay still and not so restless. Let his presence invade our vessels. Hallelujah, God. I can't wait to get behind a guitar and microphone with those lyrics right there. Hallelujah. All right, guys. Thank you so much for coming and tuning in, listening to Roar Awakening. The Lord has given me a vision about Roar. Excuse me. Not just the voice and the sound of heaven, but revealing our authoritative role in heaven or in the earth as it is in heaven. Revealing is the revelation of our identity and our capability to walk that out. Revealing our authority. We've been given everything. The land is ours. On this earth, we're known as kings and priests. As the bride, we need to understand clearly that this is a day and age where we do not need to be silent about authority and about revelation. The Word of God says that in the days to come, which we are in now, that the knowledge of God's glory would increase. I just speak the knowledge of God's glory over you right now, that it increase into your heart, into your mind. God can unlock your mind, and He can reveal the scriptures to you in such a way. But we must be filled, and we must stay still and not so restless, and let His presence invade our vessels. Amen. The Lord wants to do a mighty, mighty thing over the airwaves. Hallelujah. The God that I serve, He gave me this vision in the beginning of the year, about 2 Chronicles 20:20. You know, how the plan of the enemy would be completely destroyed and dismantled by us lifting up our voice. And it's been a couple years, but I've had this unction of releasing a roar. I couldn't put all the revelations together, but God is finally putting piece by piece together. Roar unleashed. Being a voice and joining the roar. Roar awakening. Awakening to revival. If you don't know, and if you're just listening in, my name is Daniel Bazuski. I am the founder of Roar Unleashed. My ministry is called Awakening to Revival. And I really do honestly feel that the Lord is using young men and women to have the understanding of their identity, their authority, and revealing that in the earth as it is in heaven. Did you know that the Lord told me, so I'm going to tell you, that you're already a legend in heaven? You, listening right now, you are a legend in heaven. The books have been sealed. God has already spoken it. His word does not return back void. You are a legend in heaven. Now it's your turn to walk that out, son. It's your turn to walk that out, daughter. It's my honor and privilege to be able to be in the position that I am to speak as I can. Tonight I want to talk about how we are inheritors of the fullness. The Bible says in John 1:16, and His fullness have all we received, and for grace and grace. Everything God wants us to have is accessible through the faith of Jesus Christ, that those doors that we cannot open, He actually opens. Isaiah 22:22. If you've been following me, we've been talking about the key of David, the Holy Spirit unlocking and revealing things that the enemy will use people, and he will use places, and he will use seasons and things to try to steal us from our destiny. However, he cannot delay prophecy. How many of you believe that prophecy is just history waiting to happen? Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again, that prophecy is just history waiting to happen. Remember, you are a legend in heaven, but you're walking it out on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:22, and He has put all things under His feet and gave Him to be the head over all things. Everything is subject to Christ. Everything that He opens to us that is ours is subject to the Lord. It's not subject to our enemies. It's not subject to our doubt. It is only subject to the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you are in the Lord Jesus Christ, I want to encourage you and let you know that God wants you to be in the game. He wants you to understand that this is the season and where you are able to go beyond where you always have seen yourself. You are able to go beyond the dawn or the horizon. What you saw was just a picture, just a small smidgen of what he had in store for you. This is the year where sons and daughters begin to soar and roar. Last year was all about soaring and going to the new heights. This year is taking that soaring and having perfect vision and how to establish what God is doing in our lives. It says the word of the Lord for this year was 2 Chronicles 20:20, to believe on the Lord your God and you be established. Trust in the prophets and you will prosper. The enemy only wants you to keep your mouth silent and shut, because it will, if you do not release the sound, release the voice, release your roar, then the enemy cannot be confounded. The enemy can no longer be scattered. And the enemy knows the word of God, but he also knows the destiny that he can't stop in you. So he just wants you to agree to it. He just wants to make you be in a place of delay. And we just say, we remove that now in the blood of Jesus. And as revelation comes forth, people's minds are going to be renewed. And there is freedom where the Spirit of the Lord is, where the Spirit of prophecy is. There is Jesus Christ. Christ, the hope of glory, the anchor. Hallelujah. Anchor yourself in him. Christ is the head over us. He's showing us the connection and the relationship that requires us to be continually filled and to be full. After all, we are called to feel the earth of what's inside of us. You hear we're glory carriers, we're trailblazers, we're pioneers. Hallelujah. How many of you listening in would say that's you? He said, well, Daniel, I'm a trailblazer. I've been pioneering for years. I'm a prophetic voice. I know that I'm an apostolic leader. I know my call, my destiny. I know that I'm an evangelist. I know where I'm supposed to be going and affecting the world and making an impact. We all have a place in the kingdom of God. And I want you to understand that if we don't have clarity of our revelation, and we just have a revelation of something that we're not applying. Clarity gives you the application. The application gives you the ability to demonstrate it. And when you begin to demonstrate, you begin to proclamate what is going on, what is being given to you. You begin to proclaim the goodness of the Lord. You begin to proclaim the victory of the cross. You begin to demonstrate the power of the kingdom of God. You begin to walk out your calling and prophecies, and you begin to go and grow into the revelation that God has given you. Without revelation, there is no application. Without application, there can be no demonstration. Without demonstration, there can be no proclamation. God proclaimed. He revealed to the prophets what was going to be proclaimed long ago. But years and years and years later, it had to be walked out by Jesus Christ, a carpenter, son of man. Again, I say to you, are we full yet? Are we full yet? I want to give you a few things that you can be full of. We could be full of a lot of things. My question to you, I even have to question myself and question my heart and question my motives, and the Lord begins to move in my life and says, son, is that me? What are you filled with? Better yet, who are you filled with right now? Are you full of yourself? Or are you full of me? With what we are filled with expands ourselves. We what we have inside of us comes out of us. Out of the abundance of our heart, the mouth speaks. So if we're full of ourselves, we're speaking a bunch of things that does not proclaim the goodness of the Lord. It only profanes the things of the Lord. We can't expect ourselves, we can't expect an increase in our life when we're not emptying ourselves out for Him. If we're full of ourselves, listen, many of us are in a season where we're building and we're speaking and we're traveling and we're transitioning and we're moving. Be careful to be full of yourself and not fueled by being full in Him. But on the flip side, if God is calling you to do mighty things, it's important to pour yourself out wholeheartedly. If you are extremely able to work hard, if you're extremely able to serve diligently, then don't hold back. God wants you to empty yourself out upon people. He's taking you and saying, are you really all of mine? Can I really squeeze you and dispense you even further than what you thought you would be able to handle? Can I do that to you? Do I have full reign over your life? Can I squeeze you? And can I stretch you? You see, we can't expect the increase if we don't empty ourselves out for Him. We can't expect a bigger cup, guys, when we won't empty ourselves out with the one that we have. It's a principle of stewardship. And I know some of us might think, well, you know, Daniel, you know, what about me? What about how I feel? What about, you know, don't I save a little for myself? Don't I need to have a little rest and, you know, set out everything and just relax and chill? Absolutely. You always need to have a time for yourself to recuperate and to restore and to feel, you know, one with the Lord at all times. But my point and what I'm saying is, if what God has given you is reserved and you're asking for the increase, then where? Why are we giving something? Why are we not giving what we have away? The principle of sowing. If you believe that God will give you the increase, then will you not sow what you have left? Will you not move in a radical faith and be like, okay, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to get through this. I don't know how my mind's going to be able to handle this. I don't know how I'm going to come from here to go to there. I don't know what it looks like, Lord, but I'm going to lay myself down for you, and I'm going to pour my life into other people, into this region, into this city, into this business, into this ministry, into this soul. I'm going to do what you did for me by laying down on that cross, and you bled out, and you released your spirit, and you said it was done. That's what I'm going to do because you left me the blueprint to walk like you, act like you. Are we full yet? You see, we can't be filled by Him if we are not emptied. If we are asking for the more, then where have you given? Where have you sowed into the person's life? Where have you begun to pour your life upon them and saturate them in God's glory? I say that I've seen, being in ministry for some time, I've seen people ask for increase, ask for the signs and wonders, but they don't walk out their own testimony as a miracle themselves. And listen, it's okay to ask for the gifts. It's okay to eagerly pursue them. But if you can't love your neighbor and you don't know who you are, then you likely want to hide behind the gift and pour the gift out so that you look like God. But you looking like God is pouring your life into theirs, discipling them, loving them, praying for them. The gift is unlocked as you begin to serve. Your position begins to open as you serve, as you begin to pour yourself upon the assignment, the business, the ministry, whatever it looks like for you. To be filled, we must be emptied. To be full, we must be filled. Stay still and not so restless. Let his presence invade our vessels. God wants us to be filled by his presence. We should have a place of overflow. I'm going to give you some quick scriptures and 10 things that we can be full of. In case you don't feel like you're not full tonight, I'm going to pray after I give you these. I'm going to pray and ask that the Lord would empty us of anything that is not of him and empty what we have of him into other people. That means you're going to have to walk it out. That means there's going to be a process. It means that we're going to have to get dirty. It means that we might have to do things that make us uncomfortable. It means that we have to get rid of things that will prohibit us and the weight that we need to throw off so that we can run a race that God has called us to. God says, you're called to go the distance, but you can't transition in between lanes. How are you going to get from A to B when you don't know how to transition? It is a process. I can't give you the ministry because you don't know how to operate it. I can't give you the business because you don't know how to fundamentally manage it. I can't help you if you can't steward relationships properly. Hallelujah. 10 things that we can be full of the Spirit. In Ephesians 5:18, it says, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit of God. We continually need to be full of the Spirit of God. Living by the Spirit and walking in the Spirit is what assures us of not fulfilling desires of the flesh. So being filled continually with God's Spirit is what you need in your relationships with yourself, with God, and with other believers. Matthew 6:22 says, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore the eye be single, the whole body shall be full of light. We need to be full of light. Our vision must be clear. We must be one-sighted on this journey, and it should be glorifying the Lord Jesus Christ. Being full of the light is a product of believing and serving truth. Listen, if your vision is not full of truth, it is delusion, it is illusion, it is a lie of the enemy, and it's not revelation, it's witchcraft. We can't be double-minded. We can't be serving truth and then serving our own self. To be full and to be filled fully, we need to be open for the Word of God as truth. I hope this is blessing you guys. I hope this is magnifying the Lord Jesus Christ. I know that it is releasing the truth into the airwaves, and I know that the Word of God cuts. And it severs things that we would seem to be truthful. It appears, like Satan appears to be an angel of light. But the Word of God severs things that are apparent. They're not so. They portray to be something that they're not. A falsehood. A falseness that is appearing real. That's really operating out of a place of intimidation and fear. And insecurity. But you know who you are, and you know who your God is, and you will lift up a sound, and you will release a roar into the nations, because that is who you are. You are a king's kid. We must stay rooted in truth this season, people. Full of joy. We need to be full of the joy of the Holy Ghost. Guys, we need to know that the truth will set us free, but the joy of the Lord will be our strength. Some of us have been feeling down and weighed down and bogged down with ideas and doubt. We need to repent from being doubtful and not trusting the Lord and not being of a childlike of faith. We need to press in and go deeper and find the wells of joy springing back up so that it would be a place where we could be sustained and full of strength. Because, listen, in due season and out of season, guys, There is somebody out there that needs to hear your voice. They needs your embrace, needs your love. The fullness of the joy is the assurance of a supernatural strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And when our joy is being robbed, our strength goes with it. So always triumph and praise when storms come. Listen, when you see the enemy come in like a flood, your standard and your mouth is the standard. It's the thing that God wants to use this season to lift up your shout of praise, to lift up your testimony, lift up your victories in the Lord, lift up the truth over the delusions and the lies and the political spheres and pandemonium of illnesses. Do you not know who you are? Your power is released and it is a roar. We need to awaken ourselves. We need to wake up and walk out who we really are, revealing our authoritative role in this earth as it is in heaven. We need to be full of good works. Acts 9. 36 says that this woman was full of good works and her alms did what she did. She's serving. She's going out to the depths to do what she's called to do, to serve. Being full of good works is the byproduct of a strong faith. When God calls you to go and carry the message, you don't have to look into your bank account. You've got to look at the throne of God and say, if you did this, this is your price. You own everything, and my heart is yours. Listen, he could do the supernatural. You could wake up in your PayPal account, in your banking account, could have funds in it from someone who deposited because the revelation of the Lord gave this person the ability to serve you and help you, and vice versa. If God calls you to do the good works, don't always look for how you're going to get there and finances and this and that. Trust in the Lord your God. If he is giving you the revelation to apply it, if he's giving you the word of the Lord to go into the land and speak it and demonstrate the power and the glory to proclaim Jesus Christ, guess what? He is going to fill your pockets. He's going to give you supernatural wealth, not just money. Food, providence, everything that you need, the ability to go for and some. The question is, who are you relying on? Are you relying on the same circle of people that have continuously let you down, that are not helping the vision grow? Are you surrounding yourself with people that are robbing from you, robbing your joy, robbing your wealth, robbing, see, we need to get into that place that God has actually taken us out of places to go serve other places to build a bigger and better network that will see the vision and see your heart, and they will help you. They will provide for you. They will shelter you. They will comfort you. They will coach you. They will bring you up. They will love on you, and it's all from the heart of the Lord. We need to get out of the enemy's camps. We need to get out of the enemy's camps, thinking that we've befriended people. Listen, you can give them the message, but if they're rebuking it and you're trying to do your best to win a soul, your job is to speak the message. It's Holy Spirit's job to convict them. And it's Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Lord, that will come and usher into them and bring them to the Father. It is not our job to convince people. It is our job to release the love of God and pray that they capture it. We need to stop trying to portray or pursue every person and like that's our mission when really God is telling you to keep going. I've been hung up on people in my life. I've been merciful to people. I've allowed people to take advantage of me not knowing this. And I'm sharing this kind of this open transparency because some of this is a part of ministry that some haven't stepped into. And what happens is we feel obligated to do something because if not, then we feel like we're not doing our job. But the Lord said that if they don't receive the message, then you need to just kick your heels and keep it rolling. And that might seem harsh for you, some of you guys, but we can't be people pleasers. We got to be Jesus pleasers. Faith without the works is dead. If we're not driven to demonstrate God's will, then we're not ready to serve God. We're not ready to serve His people. Good works does not provide the salvation. It is the proof of your salvation. It is the proof of your salvation. We need to be full of power. Micah 3:8 says, on the other hand, I am filled with the power, with the Spirit of the Lord, and with justice and courage. Power is the way of the kingdom of God. It manifests and establishes itself here on earth. That's why we need to be the roar, revealing our authoritative role in the earth as it is in heaven. You are a legend in heaven. We can't expect a bigger cup when we want to. We don't want to empty ourselves out. We don't want to do what God is telling us to do. We don't want to release all of the power. Listen, people want to hold on to their titles, and people want to hold on to their positions. People want to hold on. I'm getting somewhere with this. Hold on. The last time I checked, my Lord and Savior went to God in the Garden of Gethsemane and said, nevertheless, Lord, not my will, but yours. He had to step down. He had to become lower than angels, to become a servant to mankind, become sin who knew no sin. He stepped down from the position of the throne to become a sacrifice. And he poured himself out openly. And in that, him doing this, it stripped the powers of hell. Do you understand that when you empty yourself out fully, that God is going to fill you back up? That's how, imagine if Jesus only poured half of himself out. Then maybe half of himself would have been resurrected, which only means half of the world could have been saved. Oh man, come on. Listen to what I'm trying to share with you. We can't hold on to the titles and the positions and the all of these things, the luxury things. Listen, God gives and God takes away, but when God asks for you to put it aside, will you be willing to pour this out? Will you be willing to give it away? Will you be willing to serve Him and not mammon? It's okay to have good lives. It's okay to have great things. But is it okay for us to hold on to it when it hinders us from serving mankind like Jesus did? That is not okay. We can't walk and demonstrate God's power if we're not trying to establish the will of the Lord. 1 Peter 1:8 says, whom having not seen you love, and whom through know you have not seen him, and yet you believe, and yet you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. We need to trust the Lord even though we haven't seen him. We believe in him. And God is saying, you having unspeakable joy. You see how the joy of the Lord and the strength of the Lord in us is also filling us up with his glory? 1 Peter says it, 1 Peter 1:8. Saying that because we haven't seen him and we believe in him, not seeing him, that we actually are being full of rejoicing and a joy that is unspeakable, that's giving us and making us full of his glory. This is scripture. The fullness of the blessing, guys, this is it right here. The fullness of his blessing. You know, when we serve him and we love him and we pour ourselves out to people, this right here, when the Father has given us the fullness of his blessing, it says, bring the whole tithe into the storehouse so that where there may be food in my house, and test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, I will not open for the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing until it overflows. I will open up heaven's gates, heaven's windows, and pour out a blessing until it overflows in your life. We keep thinking that if we don't have enough space in our life, then God can't. Listen, we need to be in the place of understanding the overflow and understanding the manifestation of His presence. If we wouldn't even try to imagine how we can contain Him, we don't need to try to figure out how to contain God. You can't contain Him in your vessel. If you continuously allow the virtues of heaven to fill you, you will stretch. Hence the new wineskin. The moment that something old tries to put something new inside of it, it bursts because it cannot contain what God is. But when you begin to serve Him and you begin to be a part of Him and you begin to lay down your life in Him, you are resurrected in a new body, and that new body can contain the divine virtues and nature of God, and God can then pour out a blessing into you that will overflow. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they should be filled. Hallelujah. The fullness of God. And to know the love of Christ and the passing knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Ephesians 3:19. The overflowing cup. Psalms 23, verse 5. One of my favorites. Yetata karopo shata. Listen, the enemy is going to try to come in a place where he's going to try to steal, he's going to try to take you away from your stillness and kind of and try to take you away off course. Listen, the Lord is putting you in a place to be in the presence of your enemies, and that you know that you are anointed by Him and that your cup will overflow. But if you cannot release yourself from things that you think you should be doing and not pursuing the love of God and pursuing the miracle and pursuing the miracle working power of God in your life as a testimony, and not just a prophet, not just evangelist, not just an apostolic leader who has a hub or this or that, but that you would demonstrate yourself just as a testimony, a miracle, a legend from heaven. This is who we are. We are the sons and the daughters. We are the ambassadors, the king's kids, the radical ones, the awakened ones that come with a sound, come with a roar, and we're coming for our nations. This is our time. This is our land. And I encourage you guys to get out of the place of holding on to things that are hindering you this season. This is the time where you get in the game and Papa passes you the ball and it's end zone. Touchdown, score. Guys, we are in a pivotal, pivotal place. The bride must stand up. The bride must rise. And we must keep our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. When we are overflowing, everything around us gets touched. Listen to me. It's the greatest offense to the enemy because he would not serve creation. He would not serve. So when we are affecting creation, we are offending the enemy. We are effortlessly destroying his plan simply of being filled fully with God. This is the greatest gift from God, is to be full of him. Our actual salvation becoming the active force of deliverance for others because of the filling of the Spirit of God. Every assignment God has given us as the church, there is going to be the opposition of it. But individually, we have to sit at the table that the Lord has prepared for us. In front of the enemy, we will sit face to face. He will attempt to hinder, and he will attempt to challenge the very call and the function of that assignment. It's all about achieving the will of God and establishing kingdom dominion through the anointing of God. Your flesh will not do it. The anointing must do it. Anything that stands in the way of that, God is filling you with his fullness to overcome, conquer, and possess the glory. Possess the land for the glory of God. The anointing is the mark of approval to God, from God, to carry it out. It will be contagious on how we will allow him to fill us. When people notice our life, notice who we are, it will become contagious. It will be the Spirit. It will be His power. It will be His strength. It will be His joy. It will be His wisdom. It will be His truth. It will be His glory. It will be His blessing. It will be His light. So I ask this question, are we full yet? Are we full yet? And if you still are full, who are you full of? I'm going to end with this poem that God has just brought in my heart. To be filled, we must be emptied. To be full, we must be filled. Stay still and not so restless. Let His presence invade our vessels. Again, to be filled, we must be emptied. To be full, we must be filled. Stay still and not so restless. Let His presence invade our vessels. Guys, I hope that this has been a blessing to you. And I love each and every one of you under the sound of my voice. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask that you come, Lord, that you begin to pour out anything that is not of you, God, in us. Pick us up and pour us out, God. Empty us, God, of anything that is not of you. So then, as we sit in your presence, you can invade our vessels, God, and we are full of your blessing and your light and your strength and your glory and your wonder and your joy. Father, we ask that you come and invade us. Invade us, God. Invade us with your presence and your glory, God. I thank you, Lord, for every person under the sound of my voice across the nation and internationally across all nations. You are a legend in heaven. You are the roar. It's time to join the roar. It's time to lift up your voice. It's time to allow the roar to be unleashed. It's time for the bride to rise. Father, I ask for an impartation of demonstration and application for the proclamation of the Holy Spirit and for the gospel of Jesus Christ to flood these nations and flood the hearts of your vessels. Invade their turf. Invade their land. Invade their hearts tonight. Invade the earth, God, with a roar that comes from your bride. Until next time, guys, I love you. Stay on fire. Be a voice. Join the roar. This is Daniel Bozewski on Roar Awakening radio broadcast on Reaching Out Radio International. God bless you guys. You have a wonderful night. Amen.